ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى in Surah Ahzab towards the end mentions and addresses the believers that يا الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيعنا ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. That O you who believe, fear Allah and speak in straightforward words, meaning كلاما مستقيما لا إعوجاج فيه, that straightforward words and there shouldn't be any crookedness, قولا سديدا. And when one does this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will reform your deeds and He will forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, then indeed he has attained the greatest success. We hear these ayat often, rather every week in Jummah, as well as marriage ceremonies. And they are recited because they are very important. The verses are pertinent and the meaning is deep. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi, he translates in Urdu that rasti ki baat kaho, yani jisme adl aur i'tidal se tajawuz na ho, that whatever we say, whenever we speak, whatever words we utter, it should be with adal and i'tidal, and it shouldn't fall out of the realm of whatever the truth is, whatever the reality is. And if one is honest and truthful and clear in his speech, then Allah will reform their deeds. And another translation, it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will straighten their deeds and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive them and grant them success. So essentially what this means is that if one is honest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change a person so that they no longer commit sins and their deeds become of a better nature. In other words, through the barakah, the blessings of speaking truthful words, qawlan sadida, truthful words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself will make you into a better human being. If we speak truthful words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us into a better human being, which is what the goal of this, of our spiritual struggle is daily. And all the dhikr and ibadat that we do, it will have that much more benefit. It will have that much more effect. Therefore, we should understand that we should always speak the truth, especially when it is difficult to. Sometimes it is difficult to speak the truth. Sometimes we want to kind of muddle what the truth is. But at that time, when one speaks the truth, then the reward is very great. This is a very great ayah, that qawlan sadida, when one speaks in straightforward words, la i'wajaja fi, there is no crookedness in speech, no kind of crookedness in speech, and it is kalaman mustaqim, it is straightforward, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yuslih lakum a'malakum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reform your deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you tawfiq. Another explanation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you tawfiq to do good deeds. Now, sometimes when we do a good deed, it has an effect on other good deeds. When we do a good deed, it has an effect on other good deeds. It makes the other good deeds better. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ تَنْهَى أَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ تَنْهَى أَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ. Now, salat is a good deed. That good deed now helps us in achieving distance from fahsha and munkar. So these good deeds, it improves our a'mal. It improves our actions, our good actions. So at times, Maulana Shabali Thanwi, he mentions, at times good deeds Some good deeds, they reform other good deeds. So in this case, when we speak قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, it reforms other good deeds. It reforms our deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reforms our deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also forgives our sins. So it reforms other good deeds. It improves other good deeds. Therefore, we should always speak the truth. Now, what is the meaning of the word قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا? I looked at a couple of tafasir, and sadida means it's derived from seen, dal, dal. Sadada, sadida, seen, dal, dal. And which literally means a wall. Sadid means wall. So when we see a wall, right, what do we see? We see something which has no space in it. There's no space, there's no gaps, there's no holes in that wall. So قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا therefore means it's a speech that has no ambiguity. It's very clear. Very clear speech. No ambiguity. It is straight like the wall. Straightforward like the wall. It has no holes, no gaps. It's very clear and succinct speech. تَشْدِيدُ السَّهَمْ. تَشْدِيدُ السَّهَمْ is a phrase which means to throw the arrow on the mark. Now when we shoot the arrow at the mark and it reaches the bullseye, the arrow doesn't veer right or left. It doesn't show any kind of crookedness. It doesn't go right or left. So sadid refers to a speech that is to the point. It is to the point, it is clear. Doesn't go right or left. There is no embellishment, there is no exaggeration in that speech. This was the speech and kalam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was given jawamiul kalim, comprehensive statements, that with a few words he would convey so much meaning in a few words. Right? So sadida, so qawlan sadida. What have we established? That qawlan sadida gives a vast meaning, a statement that is true, a statement that is proper and appropriate. It is possible you may say 100% true statement, but at times, sometimes it's not appropriate. It could be true, but it is not an appropriate statement for that time and place. So it not only does it have to be appropriate, it has to be proper as well. So say that kind of speech which is in accordance to reality, it is not reduced, increased, and it is accurate. And the benefit of this qawlan sadida is what? Reformation of deeds, acceptance of deeds, and forgiveness of our sins. Now here, there are a couple of the scholars, they have mentioned a couple of ways to understand qawlan sadida. That what exactly does it mean by qawlan sadida? So these are just some of the examples that they have given, that to understand honesty, truthfulness, and what qawlan sadida implies in our daily lives. That honesty in thinking to bring about good thinking. That honesty in thinking to bring about good thinking. That when we think about something, when we think about Allah, when we think about religion, it should bring about good thinking. That how can I improve myself spiritually? I mentioned yesterday after Isha that if the day that we spent today, the day that we spent, we should take a moment before we sleep to reflect that, is this day worthy of being presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? That this day that we spent, is it worthy to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we do something in this day which would be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or did we do something which would cause the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we use this day to boost our egos and feed our desires? Or did we use this day to draw closer and near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is how we should evaluate our day. Every night we should evaluate our day, that what did we do? Can we present it in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Honesty in advice and in sincerity. That when any person seeks our advice, then we should advise with goodness and with sincerity. Honesty with our soul, with Islamic beliefs. That we should be honest with ourselves and our Islamic beliefs. We shouldn't be cutting corners in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Islam. honesty with others in not being a hypocrite, that we shouldn't do any action which the hypocrites were known for in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they either haddatha kadhaba wa idha wa'ada akhlafa wa idha tumina khana, right? That when they speak they would lie, when they were entrusted with something they would betray that trust, when they would promise something they would not keep that promise, they would break that promise. So we should be honest with ourselves and with our Islamic beliefs. Honesty in questions means good answers. Right? Honesty in questions means good answers. Honesty in honoring a contract or covenant. Right? That whatever contract or covenant or promise we have kept, we should always keep it. Truthfulness in reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truest words of all. That وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should try to recite it with the intention that whatever meaning is being conveyed, I will be obedient. I will do ita'at. And this is what the verse says, that وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا. That whoever is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he has attained great success. Truthfulness in using the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for da'wat. For da'wat and not using your own words. That when we give da'wat, we should give our da'wat should be predicated on Quran and Sunnah. It should be predicated on Quran and Sunnah. It shouldn't be from ourselves. We shouldn't talk from our back pockets, right? Just flinging things out there. It should be from Quran and Sunnah. Truthfulness in saying zikr, because zikr is the most true thing. That we should make a habit of doing zikr, and we should make zikr with the intent of purifying our hearts. This is the purpose of zikr. Truthfulness in saying kalima, which takes you to Jannah, just as all truthful words lead to somewhere. While lies, they are dead end. What does the in the Friday khutbah, that bir and truthfulness, righteousness, it leads to piety. Righteousness leads to piety. And anything which is a lie, it leads to impiety. So honesty and truthfulness in this as well. Truthfulness in our lifestyle and how we live to be true to the truth as a testimony to the veracity of the truth that we live upon. Meaning that the truth that we live upon is the Quran and the Sunnah as Muslims. So truthfulness in our lifestyle, that we should emulate the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Truthfulness being related to words of wisdom, Sunnah and Quran, with accuracy. That whenever we impart words of wisdom, those words of wisdom should rest on Quran and Sunnah. Sometimes, truthfulness in being true, not just to the words you are about to say, but whether those words are true and fitting to the time, to the place, appropriateness, and to whom you are saying. Right? Think of any kind of nasiha, that when we give advice, it's giving spiritual counsel. Right? We are giving spiritual counsel. Think that this is spiritual counsel. When one seeks our advice, it should emulate spiritual counsel. Truthfulness in saying what is always best. Say what is always best. Right? Lying as a harm to others. Now this is what is not qawlan sadida. Lying as a harm to others. Lying as a confusion. Lying as a distortion. Lying as a fib. Inaccuracy. Blurring. Right? Lying as an equivocation. Right? Something which is ambiguous. Something which is unclear. Lying as not speaking a truth earlier. Our speech should be direct and clear. Our speech should be similar to the Sunnah, straight and clear. Straightforward speech and people understanding what is meant. People should understand what is being meant. Rasulullah ﷺ would repeat his speech a couple of times. 2-3 times he would repeat one statement. Right? And people would understand that what Rasulullah ﷺ is trying to convey. So these are the meanings of qawlan sadida. Ibrahim bin Adham, and this is part of our reformation, and this will help our reformation and our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim bin Adham, he said that sahibtu akthara rijalillahi bi jabali Lubnan, that I spent a lot of time with people who were ahlullah, people who were awliya, they were close, they were friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which indicates that it is important that when we make friends our friends should be from Ahlullah, people who remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kunu ma'a as-sadiqeen, that be with the truthful people, be with the good people, and they will rub off on you. So these people were living in Lebanon, in the mountain somewhere. They had segregated, they had alienated themselves from civilization, because at times, you know, al-wahdatu khayru min jalisi su, that at times solitude is better than bad company. And sometimes good company is better than the solitude. So it's possible that they were living in the midst of bad company, so they secluded themselves in the mountain. So Ibrahim bin Adham, he stayed with them. So they told him, they advised him, that Ya Ibrahim, in raja'ata ila abna'i dunya, that when you go back to the people of the world, fa'alimhum, then teach them, anna man yukthiru al-akl la yajidu ta'ati ladhatan, that person who eats excessively, he will not find the strength to be obedient. Because when we eat excessively, it makes one lazy, it makes one tired, sluggish. وَمَنْ يُكْفِرُ النَّوْمِ لَا يَجُدُ الْعُمْرِ بَرَكَةً, and the person who sleeps excessively, he will not find in his lifespan barakah. The person, he will not find enough time to do things that he wants to do. And especially ita'at and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will not find time to offer tahajjud. He will not find time to offer awabin. All of these nawafil prayers, he will not have time. He will not have time to do dhikr. He will not have time to do tilawat. He will not have time to do nawafil. He will not have time to do sunnah. He will not have time to do anything. وَمَنْ يُكْثِرُ الْكَلَامِ بِفُضُولٍ أَوْ غِيبَةٍ فَلَا يَخْرِجْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى السَّلَامَةِ, and that person who excessively speaks about things which are mundane, fuzul, futile talk, and who engages in ghibat, gossip, backbiting, then this person will not leave the dunya in peace. Meaning that this person will answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a lot before he leaves this world. His death will not be a death of peace, rather it will be a death which will be very difficult. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru wa rahmatullah. Jazakallah khairan.